I never dreamed growing up on a red dirt road in the middle of nowhere, mm-hmm. as some people would say, that I would ever have a show on HLN.
Mm-hmm.
So it was beyond anything I'd ever really dreamed of.
Did they ask you to leave or did you want to leave?
I wouldn't say that I wanted to leave. I felt like it was the right time for me to leave because I'm leaving behind a lot, but I'm going to where I want to go.
And I had, like, I'll be honest, I had a problem with you for a long time because I felt like you were capitalizing on tragedies. And I'm sure you were accused of that before. Were you capitalizing on this stuff?
As a crime victim myself, I guess it's the way you look at the world. I invite crime victims on and tell stories from their point of view. I help find missing people and help solve unsolved homicides. So what we tried to do is take a story, and I brought this really from my law school days, where I would have to condense a very difficult and convoluted case into something simple, and did with juries to break down complicated and convoluted facts and give it to them 1, 2, 3. That's how I look at cases. I usually come up with a moniker, and for whatever case it is, it could be the scenario, it could be the defendant, and that's what I call it.
And the Duke, we have to ask you about the Duke rape case, because you know, look, I understand. I thought those guys were probably guilty too. When I first saw it, it didn't look good. But then you went after them pretty hard, and then Mike Niffon got, I guess he was disbarred, and you didn't, or did you come on and clear it up, and I just thought it was...
Well, if you read the transcripts before you asked me the question, you would know that there was no point that I ever said these guys are guilty. Although it's been commonly and very happily portrayed that I did.
Mm-hmm.